Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bezes Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 501. We're in the book Matayv Oyalecha by Rabbi Aaron Cohn. And we're in the Mitzvah's Aina regarding a woman's physical pleasure, that it takes more time, generally speaking, for a woman to acclimate, to arouse her desire, and a husband, it's usually quicker, and therefore he needs to learn how to hold back, and he needs to learn how to be patient. To the point where he acclimates to her pace in regards to the mitzvah aina. Now, in regard to the mitzvah aina, the Gemara says that a husband has a duty to please his wife and have her rejoice through this mitzvah. And what a husband needs to remember, that it's no different than any other mitzvah when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. There's a hiddur mitzvah on top of the regular mitzvah, just like when you want to buy an esrig, and you try to find the most beautiful esrig, or the more mehudadika tefillin with a better ksav by the cipher for tefillin, or the better ritzuais, the black straps for the tefillin, or beautiful talis, also zekeli vanveyu, hiddur mitzvah. The same applies to the duty of delighting one's wife in the mitzvah's aina. So the extra warm words is hiddur mitzvah. The extra hugging, kissing is hiddur mitzvah. Arousing her in the way she wants is hiddur mitzvah. And we should aim for that hiddur. Perfect our ways and style to bring your one's wife the maximum pleasure. It's a husband's obligation to yearn and try to do so. And that's the glue that holds them together. We see from another Gemara that said, where it says that if a husband takes time and prolongs the mitzvah zayna before finishing his part so that she could reach her pleasure first, Hashem gives them special bracha of children. Schar priya baten. This is schar shemashen atzma bebeten. They hold themselves back. Kadeshet hazriya ishet chilas, so she should experience her pleasure first. So therefore, noisenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar priya baten. So Hashem gives them, blesses them with children. This is Gemar Nidah Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. This concept is discussed in other places in the Gemara, as well as many other Sfarim. Nida Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph and Amid Beis is another Maramakim to look at. And the idea of the Ravid bringing down in the Shara Kedusha the same idea. And the Tashbats in his Sefer Mogen Avos, Paragimel, Maimer Aleph. And the Taisis Arush by Mesechtas Nida, Daf Yud Beis. All these places talk about the emphasis of giving one's wife additional pleasure, and the husband gets tremendous schar for this. And it says with Aval in Yoni Tashmish, when it comes to Tashmish, this is the Levush. Yochel Asapi Ima, he could talk to her in ways, Kedei Laharbis Tavasa, to increase her desire. And again, making sure it's not chalila nivel peh, it's just erratic, tasteful ways of expressing yourself, and that's mutter, and even encouraged. And Hashem rewards a husband who takes these actions. Rabbi Yaakov Enden, and Hanogas Del Shabbos, brings down, Chein Tzarech Shiya Miyasha Das Ishta, he prepares his wife's thoughts, O Mesamcha, to delight her, O Meichina, to prepare her, Umasadin, to satisfy her, Badvarim, with words, Hamasamchim Mesalev, that delight the heart, Kadesha Tastikas Ataiva, a love, so that she will reach a desire for him. Zeyin Nikr Benishimasavaneo, that can be told in her breath and in her eyes, but Azyevuzeza, then they will love each other, and the children will be Pikchim, and this Ahava is exceptionally important. The Kedushas Yisrael, Isaac Sher, explains further. He says that, and a woman does not have the ability to think at the end of the act in a clear way often because she is overwhelmed by that urge at that time. The Gemara goes so far to say that if there's an einus committed, but while it's happening, the woman says, let him have his way and I'll even pay money for it, she's still mutter to her husband, because that's an oinus. Because once that act is started, there are situations where it, the inclination takes hold of her. It's called chilasa ba'oinus v'sayf baratzain, even if she says hanichuli, because yitzra alvisha. So in other words, pleasure that's experienced is very strong, that originally she's forced, but subsequently it's impossible not to voluntarily submit to it. But the bottom line of all of this is, what's the point of even mentioning this, is you see that this is a chelek of the important part of a husband awakening this in his wife in a manner where they're both happy about it, they're both willing, and they both want to. And the idea is, the greater a husband's success in giving his wife pleasure in this area, the greater the mitzvah it is, and the greater the hidden mitzvah it is, like we just explained before. From many sources in the Sfarim throughout the ages, it seems to be that in more ancient times, it was more common for women to experience sexual pleasure when they had relations. Gemara Ksubis brings it down, which means that she prefers to have oina often, very often, and it seems that in the Gemara's times that was a common thing. But these days, many women do not feel that. Some, unfortunately, don't feel it at all. It's not natural to them. There could be many factors why that is the case in these days. Could be the teva change, the bodies respond differently than it did generations ago. Could be our busier lifestyles create this problem. The stress-filled lifestyles create this problem. That is very problem. We have no idea if we would learn to shut off our phones early on in the night and block out technology. Try that a couple of nights a week when possible, and remove the distractions. It's very possible that these desires will resurface in a healthy way. But these days, whatever the reasons are, it's often less common that a woman has these natural desires. In many cases, there's a disconnection between the body and the emotion. Some women don't perceive physical touch and stimulation as an expression of emotion. Could be the unhealthy education of not confusing tzinias that they learned in their years pre-marriage to after marriage, and that adjustment creates a jarring dichotomy in them, thinking till now that something was not good or distasteful or even bad, and now it becomes a mitzvah. It's hard to wire their brains that way. And that's also another reason why a woman may not experience this pleasure naturally. And the idea of a woman climaxing, the height of the pleasure, is important, but many would need manual stimulation before or after to create that. Some women it comes naturally, some not. It's not something to be disturbed about if there's difficulty with it. There's a large percentage of women who have difficult time reaching a climax altogether. There's nothing wrong with that. It is very common. But just because a woman hasn't experienced it doesn't mean that she cannot. Talk to medical professionals or intimacy experts or even medical doctors that are aware of these things, gynecologists that could explain how this works. And it may take time to figure out how to get there. But it's not something to get disturbed about. You could have beautiful marriages with pleasurable, wonderful experiences, even if this doesn't happen at all or happens very infrequently. But when it's important, and it's important to the couple, they should speak to from an expert that understands these things and has the medical knowledge or technical knowledge of it to provide advice and guidance and to be matzliach with this. And there's nothing wrong with exploring this avenue in order to enhance the internal married life. But again, exploring this, why? To connect with a love and appreciation for one another. The exploring it does not mean secular media. The exploring does not mean pornography. The exploring does not mean amusement. The exploring does not mean pursuing unhealthy fantasies. The pursuing means going through natural medical advice from intimacy experts, sex therapists, experts that are real, that are professional, that are, their purpose is to enhance the pleasure and the experience between a couple. But the purpose is to bond as a couple. When it's for that purpose, then it's a good thing that they're pursuing, trying to work through this to make the physical intimate part of their lives better. But to look at it from the sources of the media that depict a very unrealistic view with very unreliable information and even warped information, the media mistakenly believes that you increase physical intensity that helps reach pleasure. That is very far from the case. It creates pressure. The exact opposite is true. The way it is conducive to create a more pleasurable experience is a calm and loving atmosphere. If the bedroom is a calm and loving atmosphere, no pressure, we'll take all the time in the world, we'll just explore together slowly, work things through slowly in a calm, peaceful way, loving communication, that's how things improve. Not by trying this and that and pressuring yourselves to a point where it becomes a big pressure and stress. The stress has to be decreased. The stress has to be eliminated. When one is stressed out because they want to attain deeper pleasure, I wasn't able to do this, I wasn't able to do that, and they get nervous and then they go patient, stress on top of stress, pressure on top of pressure. How come I don't feel this? I should feel that. That backfires. It's more important to have patience, to be calm, to spread worth to each other, to love each other. And we'll have other Svarim, Bezes Hashem. We'll go through Shayim Alecha, perhaps, and Pirkei Hanagas Habayis, and other places to explain this more in detail. So we're going to review now some of the main Yesodais of the last few Shiurim. Number one, a wife should play an active role in the Mitzvahs Ayinah, not merely being passive. We learned that from Chizda, how he taught his daughters before their marriages to be active in this area, to come up ways to excite their husbands, as Rashi interprets the sugya over there. That men and women both need physical and emotional pleasure. Their core needs may differ. Men, generally speaking, tend to require more physical connection initially, while the women appreciate an emotional bond more, though it could be reversed sometimes. Each spouse should try to make sure that both the physical and emotional components are fully satisfying to one another. And a couple who love each other will aim to satisfy their spouse in what the other one enjoys the most. It's important for a couple to build and express their love in various ways during the day. 80% of the success of Mitzvahs Ayinah depends on the behavior one exhibits throughout the course of the day. Expressing feelings of affection only during the act of Ayinah will not be sufficient. It'll even be a slap in the face. That's when you show that warmth and not through the whole day. That's a slap in the face. It needs to be expressed through the course of the day. Really, all the course of the marriage, but especially on the nights when one is to be intimate throughout the course of that whole day, to be warm, especially warm to each other. It's important for a husband and wife to feel physical pleasure during Ayinah. A man usually gets pleasure without much effort. By a woman, it requires usually more effort. She only feels it when she feels cherished and loved and a certain relaxation, and a husband is obligated to do what he can to provide her physical pleasure and the space to be able to reach that, and the environment to be able to reach that, in order to maintain that happy and healthy relationship. And very often, a woman's physical pleasure can actually be stronger than the man's, provided Mitzvahs Ayinah is done properly. And if a husband learns how to delay and allow his wife that pleasure, they'll be zeichet to special children, the Chazal say. And usually the pleasure for a woman is not achieved by a man acting with an intensity or them trying to pressure themselves in that way. The opposite is true. The way it works is by them taking their time. They could ask advice with healthy professionals, getting it from the right sources, not from the wrong sources. But when they get it from the right sources or working together by taking their time, trying various things calmly, without any pressure, It works fine. It doesn't work. Also fine. We'll try this. Fine. It works very nice. And if it doesn't, let's try something else. But always in a calm, loving way. And if you do it with a calm, relaxed way, not worrying about results, just together communicating or working together on it, you will both have a better chance at discovering each other's paths to reach that height of pleasure. And open communication is a big key to achieve those heights when you express your needs in a healthy way. We talked in the past that even though normally there's an aspect of tznius, not to be vulgar, not to be crude, but sometimes a direct approach of openness of what makes one feel good and to the other, whether it's the man to wife, wife to husband, either way, is important to be expressed in a healthy way. Bracha v'atzlacha.